is open.
We need to talk.
Yes, Graham Beasley from the Sports Freak website joining us, Guy Heveldon Studio. Graham.
Good morning.
Tell me that that first Tottenham goal should not have been allowed. Just the word is yes, it should not have been allowed.
We're a bit lucky with it. Their goal, he was offside as well.
Oh, please. This is the classic Wayne Barnes, isn't it? When it goes in your favour, Guy, you don't care, do you?
I thought you'd be quite happy about that.
Well, I mean, I was in the end, but I mean, we had a goal in one of the kids' games, exactly the same thing. I flagged for offside. How can you not be offside in the 6-yard box?
I didn't actually see it, so I can't really.
You're in the keeper's line of vision. Anyway, that's not one of the topics.
We need to talk.
One of the topics is, Guy, kick your kicks.
100%.
Kick your kicks.
100%. And especially in that pool. You need to get out of that pool with as many points as possible. I don't really think it was worth going for the gamble. If they had have gone out with a draw, that's much better than losing to Wales. It was pretty much a 5-point swing in that moment. And that is massive in the context of the whole tournament.
We saw in the Shield Challenge, Auckland Hawke's Bay naivety again during the week, didn't we? In the 74th minute, Auckland had a kickable kick that would have closed the gap to 2 points. It gives them 5 minutes to get the ball back, get another penalty. With a minute to go, they got another penalty against Hawke's Bay. Why are these teams not doing this?
Oh, we can sort of understand Auckland because they're a young side, etc. But of all the rugby union sides in the world, not to take a penalty in a situation like that, who'd have thought it'd be England?
Yeah.
And who'd have thought that England would be trying to imitate Japan?
Well, I mean, I can understand. I mean, look, I didn't even understand Japan. At the time, I thought, hey, take the points and get a draw.
But the other thing with it was that there was still about a minute and a half to go after if he had kicked the goal. So they could have easily, well, not easily, but they could have given themselves a chance to get down the other end, get a penalty, and then kick the goal
exactly.
to win.
Yeah.
So there was still time.
They'll be kicking themselves, of course. No pun intended there, Graham. But, I mean, afterwards, you know, he says he asked the kicker and he made his decision. I mean, this is, you know, is this naivety from Rob Shaw? Inexperience? What? It can't be inexperience. He's now the most capped England captain. Get that over Martin Johnson.
Well, basically, I think they choked. I think they were in that situation. They were sort of couldn't believe they were behind, I think. And they sort of thought that we need to take a win out of this game because we've been ahead for about 70 minutes of it. And I think they choked about that. And it's not only that they miss out on the extra point. The big thing is that it means that they had the opportunity to take 2 points off Wales, and they didn't. And in a group as tight as that, you know, you don't want to be giving your opposition points.
The other thing is, Guy, it's exactly right, Graham, is that, you know, then it also put all that pressure on Wales having to get a result against Australia. If you'd taken
exactly.
the draw with them, that means that they would have to beat Australia.
Exactly. Now it's you know, they obviously, if they do win, then they probably, well, they do top the pool. So it's still huge. But there's not that, you know, if you don't win, you're out. There's not
right.
that pressure on it. So it's just a massive turning point. And as I say, in the whole tournament, because now England's a real chance of not going through, and that'll throw a cat amongst the pigeons everywhere.
Does that also, are you on the side that says if England don't go through, the tournament loses something, Graham?
Oh, definitely.
No.
It does, of course it loses.
How? It loses what?
It loses the home side still in the competition. You know,
yeah, but you've got other teams there that are home sides. I mean, Ireland, Wales and Scotland all consider themselves home sides, don't they?
Well, I can't see Scotland making it out of the pool, but yeah, okay, well, Wales and Ireland are also home sides, but they're nowhere near as big as England. And England is hosting the business end of this tournament, and in the interest of the tournament, you would want them to make the semi-final.
The thing is, Wales, if they make it out of their pool, it's going to be bloody hard for them to get past the quarterfinals. So then that's another home side with inverted commas.
They'd be playing who, though? South Africa or that side, is it? Would they be playing them?
I think it is.
In a second, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and the thing about Wales is that I'll be struggling to find a 23, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's the thing, yeah. Injuries are just...
We need to talk.
Well, Graham, who gets out then? Australia, England, Wales, pick two.
England and Wales.
I'm exactly the same.
No way.
England and Wales.
You
exactly
can't,
the
no
same.
Way.
I've said that.
How
I've
can
said
you
that
possibly
at,
say that?
Well, I said that at the start of the tournament. I'm going to stick with it. And now I think it's even more of a possibility. Just because England, I don't think they'll lose again. In the pool play, anyway.
They still have to play Australia.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's a week away. Game. That's a fortnight away, isn't it?
Sunday our time, I think. Sunday morning.
Oh, that's the Sunday morning. Game. So then
Saturday
Wales,
Sunday morning
Wales play after that. Wales play Australia after that.
Yes.
That's great.
Okay, so but Wales have to play Fiji in what, Thursday or something like that? Friday our time.
Yeah, that's in only 2 or 3 days, I think, or 3 or 4 days. And that one's not given, especially with all these injuries.
Yeah, but they get them at home, though, with the vagaries of the draw, don't they? I mean, how does that work? Wales aren't hosting, and yet they get Fiji at home?
Well, you've got to get the odds perk, don't you?
Well, you do, actually, eh? You agree? I just can't believe that.
So who do you think, then?
Oh, I think Wales and Australia get out and England miss out. No, I think England and Australia get in and Wales miss out.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, because of all their injuries?
Because of all their injuries.
So will they beat Fiji?
Yeah, well, if they do, they'll do it real tough, and then they're going to get walloped.
So what, it's going to come down to points differential?
I don't think they'll score 4 tries against Fiji. I think that's it. I mean, they really are scratching. Now, mind you, I'll tell you what, I'd take their goal kicker every second day of the week, wouldn't you?
How good was he?
Hey?
Yeah. I mean, he was flushing.
When you saw the computer graph, Graham, he kicked them from absolutely everywhere.
He did, and they were all straight down the middle.
Now, weren't they? They didn't even look like missing.
But that was the other thing about just going back to the kick very briefly. You got Owen Farrell, who was exactly the same. He wasn't missing either. So, you know, it was almost a guaranteed 3 points.
Okay.
Kick bloody goals.
I tell you what, I told you.
We need to talk.
Graham, I told you, Sam Burgess. I told you, didn't I? I told you.
Yeah, a wonderful experiment with that again. You see, that was sort of Lancaster choking, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, look, well,
at the last minute, try something different.
I can't believe that there hasn't been somebody above his head now, guy, pulling strings and saying, you know, we've spent so much money on this guy, he's got to play. Give me a good reason to pick him at number 12 in that game.
There's your answer. Silence.
Yeah.
There wasn't one. In a huge game like that, there wasn't one.
There were 12 trees sitting at home watching this tournament?
If you're an England fan, I think you'd much rather have him there than Burgess. Absolutely.
I mean, these are crucial games, Graham. This is knockout rugby. I mean, look, we've had this stupid experimenting stuff where we play fullbacks in the centre and so forth. It doesn't work, does it?
That was very similar, wasn't it? Playing Burgess at 12. And I think the reason they did it is because he was a surprise factor. Well, the surprise factor can work either way, can't it?
I don't know if you pull the surprise factor out, guy, when it comes to knockout rugby.
It surprises his own teammates.
Yeah. I mean, he obviously doesn't. He doesn't know the rules exactly, and the combination wasn't there. That was obvious, wasn't it?
100%. It was definitely. It was so obvious. And he doesn't have a kicking game, which most second fives, okay, you might not need, but in some situations it can come in pretty handy. Just doesn't have it.
Well, that's what I keep saying about Sonny Bill as well, the kicking game that he doesn't have. You've got to have a wipers kick. Remember we dropped Aaron Major in 2007? He had a kicking game. Hodges, Graham.
We need to talk.
Does he get off the judiciary? I mean, there's two questions here. Do you think he will play? Do you think he should play in the grand final?
I think he will play because I think they will want all the best players around for the grand final, but I don't think he should. I mean, if that happened at any other time of the season, he'd be suspended, right?
Yeah.
So why have different rules for the grand final?